only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
Tuesday, October 1st, you can hear one full hour of the Health and Wealth Show with Dave and Ernest at 6 p.m. One full hour of fun and some great financial advice. Tuesday, October 1st on News Talk 93.1.
And now a star is born. On September 27th, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Meatloaf.
Push!
Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Loaf. It's a meat.
Meatloaf, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Well, it's darn close to four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler, sending out the subpoenas. The Secretary of State already getting his as the impeachment probe heats up over President Trump's controversial phone call His Ukrainian counterpart.
Three committee chairs, Adam Schiff, Elijah Cummings, and Elliot Engel, have all subpoenaed the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to come to a hearing on October 4th. Now, technically, the House and Senate are out for the next 2 weeks, but we were told that there would be hearings probably over this recess. There's a lot of other witnesses that they want to hear from.
Fox's Chad Pergram, the White House weighing limits on American investments in China and Chinese investments here, sent stocks on a roller coaster ride that ended down. The Dow closing down 71. Tech stocks hit hard, sending the NASDAQ down 91 points. The S&P 500 off 16. America is listening to Fox News.
You're going to have a hearing about what, this?
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion.
That's the crime, okay? That's the crime, and you're wasting our time, so cut the stuff out.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. God, they're pissing me off. This hour's name in the name game is Amy Mashburn.
Amy Mashburn. Worst part of about being one of your sponsors, not being able to win anything.
It's never. The name of the hour is Dana Delk.
I know. I would totally.
Unfortunately, as sponsors, we're not allowed to play games and or receive.
Amy Mashburn is, though, and she has until 5 to call us at 396-5477, so she
Amy, I have faith in you.
Come on, Amy Mashburn.
That sounds like a News Talk name to me, too.
Amy Mashburn.
So call us at 396-5477 and make sure that you're eligible to win that 65-inch Sony Smart TV. Like I said, it does everything but make your dinner and your bed for you. So Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are here. Seth Spotlow has just arrived. Rosie is here.
It's literally a birthday party.
It's a party.
Woo!
I'm trying to do that.
It's your birthday.
And we've had people waiting to talk to us, so let's not test their patience any further, starting with Ty.
Hey, is this that new estrogen radio I've been trying to get a hold of?
No, sir.
No,
yeah.
Wait. It's the new three women and a man.
There's two men.
I want to say congratulations, Rosie, Dana and Jacqueline. You're both excellent attorneys. All I ever hear is good stuff about
you. Thank you.
Oh, and that dude that's in there. Happy birthday, Greg.
Well, thank you, man. I'm very grateful for that.
You're welcome. In your honor, a couple of years ago, we made a very sumptuous donation to the MIAKIA fund, and for this wonderful birthday on this wonderful day of your life, we've gone ahead and done it again.
Wow.
In the name of Greg Boudel and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Thank you. God.
No, thank you. You changed a lot of lives in the VA and everywhere out here in America. You, the ladies, Joey, everybody. And couldn't have done it without Blue Water, and that's how much we appreciate you guys. And keep up the good work. And thank you very much from all the veterans in America.
Wow.
That was a really good call.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you.
I appreciate that, Ty. And just to give a couple of seconds of insight on that, you know, I learned over the course of life, but not until late in his life, just exactly what my father experienced in World War II. I did not enter the service. I did not try to evade it either. My number didn't come up, and quite frankly, I don't think I would have been a really
You would have been a great cook, Greg.
Yeah, I would have been. I would have been in the mess tent.
You would have been a great cook.
That I could have done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Zinga.
I would have been slinging.
Dana, it's his birthday. We're not allowed to pick on him today.
No, you can pick.
I mean, I
would have been slinging the SOS. You know what they call on a shingle?
Oh man.
Yeah, I so have good. Had your steak and eggs, and yeah, the soldiers would have been
that
lucky.
BLT is no joke.
Well, thank you for the good words, but I have never ever missed an opportunity to help a veteran, whether it's an individual situation or an organization. They even had at the American Legion, I'm pretty sure correct me if I'm wrong, Cooter, shoot me a text, but I even was a judge in a contest, a beauty contest among the men. And it was really, really hilarious.
I volunteer for that.
If there is another one.
Delkin Tomlinson, volunteer.
Here is Laura from Chicago.
Hey.
Hi.
WLS.
Yeah. I think I have. Yep. Let me see.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I just was on my way home and I heard it on the radio, so I thought, well, I have to call in.
Let me dedicate this to you. WLS. Getting it said for Chicago. You have no idea, you know. One day I'll write the column or I'll actually get my damn book going, whatever. What it was like to sit in the studio with permission to open the microphone and say those call letters. That was really a big deal for me.
And I'll help you write the book because I listened to you for years.
You'll probably remember a lot of what I've forgotten.
Of course. But, you know, you're not a Yankee anymore. So,
oh, no. No.
You know.
No, you know what? Chicago was a wonderful Midwestern town. I grew up there at a time when you trusted your neighbors with your key. They would come and go. Nobody locked their doors. And now, Seth, you can see that. That's a Chicago-style pizza there with the bullet holes in it.
Oh, is it bullet holes? I thought it was mold.
No. Those are bullet holes.
The operative word there is was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Was a good town.
Yes. But we had a great time. It was a great ride while you were there. So.
Yeah, it
but
was.
You are very well loved in this community, I can tell. So,
if I don't know that after all I've received today... I've always felt it. I never take it for granted. Let me just say that.
Well, you have a wonderful day and night. And hi to all your friends that I haven't met yet. And happy birthday.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Tell Laura I love her. That's one of those.
Dude, you look good today.
Thanks, Joey.
I'm just saying, okay?
Whoa.
Can I not say something nice?
Yeah.
This is man to man.
Man to man having a moment.
Yeah, that is
a lot of love there.
I'm just saying.
Cooter texted me. He said, you were a judge at the Womanless Beauty Show at the American Legion Post. It was...
Ask Cooter when that's happening again.
They had a ball in. That was fun.
We volunteer.
It is, yeah. They may organize one just off your offer there, so don't be surprised if they call. It is 10 minutes after 4. I was, all morning long. And I told them, please, just the card. That's fine. And I felt like it was the Greg Bedell Network Birthday Spectacular.
Did you read Jay's card out? Because it's pretty funny.
Yes. I read them all.
It's pretty good.
Read them all.
That seems like a card I would.
Yeah, this is the
except not for me.
and the first thing they gave me this morning was an actual copy of the New York Times from the day I was born.
So let's see what's changed.
Back in 1962.
I like how you don't even, like, go high. I mean, you know, it's not even like it was, like,
1975. 1979.
I don't want the millennials to reject me because I'm too old.
I'm just saying, like, if we're going to shave years, like, let's, like, really shave some years.
Yeah. How about a haircut instead of a trim, right? So I wanted to take it out. I mean, this is an actual copy of the paper.
I feel like you're supposed to be touching that with, like, gloves.
I just feel like, you know, like
the smell.
How much
can you
was
smell
a
this?
Gallon of
does
milk?
Does it smell fresh?
It has a very
smells
unique...
smells like aged
it
paper.
Does, it does actually smell like old furniture. I know, that's weird. It smells like old furniture.
Probably what it's made out of.
Okay, we're having a smell-a-thon here. in the studio.
It does. It smells
old
like
furniture.
Old.
I mean, it smells old, but like not like old paper.
From your morning show, compadres. And I thought, well, that's a great gift. I've given those before, but I've never been gifted one. So I was really thrilled to get this, and I said, great, you know, perfect. This was just the beginning of the flood. The stuff just kept coming, and then when I'm looking at my daughter on the phone, and Seth, you can relate to this. I hope you don't have to deal with separation at any point. But
if you do, Delkin Tomlinson is
right here.
We're here.
I get her every other day. So.
Oh, Seth looks adorable in his pink. His happy tiara. Birthday tiara.
Thank you so much, ladies. Which I don't know who is who, but still, thanks.
I'm Jacqueline.
Oh, okay.
I'm the D. She's the T.
And I wanted to look at some of the ads in here and see, you know, what prices were being advertised and stuff like this. On the front page, the Yankees last night clinched the American League Championship with an 11-inning, 5-2 victory over the Athletics of Philadelphia.
Ooh.
They have moved to two different cities since this date.
What else happened? Wow. What else is going on there?
Republican nominee unhurt as stands collapse. General Dwight Eisenhower.
What?
Truman was president when I was born. General Dwight Eisenhower, arrow, immediately after a wooden ramp on which he was walking collapsed, fell at the state capitol at Richmond, Virginia last night. That was when Virginia used to be in the Union. I'm not so sure about that anymore. Pravda's attack on Kennan vexes U.S.-Soviet relations. Hour lost in April returns tomorrow. Daylight saving.
Oh, wow.
Well, they really made the time change
what?
Early.
What? What did it say?
Daylight savings time will end at 2 a.m. tomorrow. I was born on a Saturday. In more than 22 states, mostly along the eastern seaboard and in the District of Columbia, 60 million persons, their clocks and watches adjusted back 1 hour, will accordingly toll or lull in the annual luxury of an extra hour's sleep. And then we'll go a little bit deeper in here and see what else was happening in those days.
Isn't it weird how somebody actually, like, there's, like, a boy on a bicycle who probably threw that out. I mean, you know, like.
I think
like
back then they were still like selling them on the
real deal
on the,
back then.
They still had the newsboys on the corner back then, Dana.
This was, well, even then, the New York Times was 75 cents. But I know the daily paper in Chicago was either 7 cents or a dime in the 60s.
It's like a $20 newspaper.
I was shocked. I don't read the newspaper here anymore. It's a complete waste of time. But I noticed there was a news box out in front of a restaurant over the weekend past. And like it's a dollar a day.
Furniture.
Yeah.
Not a bad.
It's a dollar a day, and it's $2 on Sunday.
It's for all the ads, you know, for all the things, all the...
That, you know,
like the 20 pages of like the 30 cents off a pound, you know,
it's
that's what you're paying for.
14 after 4, Clint Jr.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, what's up?
I just wanted to give a shout out to Miss Dana. She has helped me out with some stuff that I needed with my kids, and
hi,
they were
hi, Clint.
Hi, you were great people, and I wanted to thank you for all the help you gave me.
Well, thanks for calling in. You're very welcome.
And I had a birthday yesterday, and you shared a birthday with my dad, which is today.
Oh.
Greg.
Well, I'm honored to share a birthday with your dad.
And Meatloaf's birthday today, too.
Yes. I know we just played that silly thing.
All right. Well, you have a good one. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's an unsolicited testimonial for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And their number is 819-4810.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And their web address is divorceformenalabama.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
He's definitely making fun of Dana.
He makes fun of me because I always make sure, like, we can get in trouble with the bar if we don't.
At least
so I'm
once.
A stickler.
I am not making fun of you. I am pandering to you.
It's just once an hour, once during the show we have to play it, but...
Let me get a good word in here. If either of you ever need to repaint a room in your house, whether you do it yourself or you bring in a professional, make sure you're using a paint that's going to yield the most incredible result possible. You'll get them at John Lee Paints for 3.5 decades in their location. just north of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard for interior painting. Richard's paint is amazing, and I had it explained to me. In fact, Bubba Turner spent some time explaining viscosity and so forth and why one paint is more effective than the other, but we had it done through the interior of the house in a nice neutral color over about a six-month period of time, and 6 years later, when we put the house on the market, it still looked like it had just been repainted for the house going on the market. That's how great this paint is. For exterior now, they've launched their own brand name line, John Lee Paint Solar Proof, which again is formulated to withstand mildew and resist whatever elements Alabama throws at it over a long hot summer or a cold winter. And it holds its color and its brilliance. So go with a great local company that's also home for the official color charts of Montgomery's historic districts, John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. And please look up Charles Bubba Turner. Tell him you heard about him here.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
We recently became empty nesters. And as the kids moved out, so did their furniture. When we finally toured our newly vacated home, we realized we were about to have some fun shopping for new furniture at the Depot Furniture Gallery.
They had the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region, including entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, and so much more.
Hey, how about those rustic decorative items like vintage railroad lanterns? Old glass wooden windows that have been hand-painted and turned into unique artwork, metal wall signs like Lake House, Farmhouse, and of course, Alabama and Auburn.
The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside Rustic Relics in Clanton.
For more info, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Earlier today, 650 Air Force cadets graduated from Air University's Officer Training School. That's the largest class since 1967. For 8 weeks, cadets trained to become leaders in Maxwell Air Force Base's Air University. And if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, Alabama News Network's 5th annual Tickled Pink event happening tomorrow. It's a day to not only learn and support people impacted by breast cancer, but also full of fun. Come on out to the multiplex at Crampton Bowl from 9 a.m. until 3 tomorrow. We can't wait to see you there. Plus, Montgomery Fire Rescue investigators have charged a juvenile female in connection with a fire at Carver High School. It happened September 25th in the second floor girls' bathroom. During the investigation, security camera footage showed 4 females possibly involved in intentionally setting that fire. One later confessed. She's charged with arson first degree. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you, but unfortunately, the drought continues to get worse, and the record high temperatures will continue for the next several days. In fact, well into next week, I think. Our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 72. Then for tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, look for high temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day, rain chances averaging about 10%, not quite zero. And then the month of October starts on Tuesday on a hot and dry note. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We are having just a fantastic Friday afternoon in traffic. Highway 31 northbound from the West Boulevard over the River Bridge and on into Prattville looking good at the moment. So is northbound Wetumpka Highway. Outbound lanes of 65-85 doing good at the moment, but we are going to be building as we inch closer to 5 o'clock. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota is now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 p.m. That's Reinhart Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
I was just outside and I saw a cloud.
Woo! Hey!
The cloud... Let's put it this way. I've looked at it several times. The cloud gets darker.
And Leon's getting larger.
And there are, if you look at the Live in Fear Doppler, there's some very light showers. Most of them, though, are well east of the listening area. There looks like one tiny spot over Wetumpka.
I like how we're like getting excited about it. Right,
please.
Hey, it did rain at Delkin Tomlinson yesterday, and I stood at the front door and just stared at it. And Dana's husband happened to be there, and I looked at him, and I was like, Mike, it's raining. And he was like, yeah.
It was a very special moment, though.
It is. It was one of those, like,
I think she's underselling how special it was.
There is one red dot.
Did he find it as special as I did?
I think he did.
Good.
One red dot right along I-85 that looks like it may actually have a thunder bolt in it or two. Yeah. I got to tell you, though, this is reminding me a lot of 2007 when we went weeks without rain and day after day the high was over 100. I wonder if we've broken any records today. I know Rich will text me when that usually comes in around 4:30, the official high for the day. We had 100 yesterday and set a record.
It's ridiculous, man. I'm tired of sweating.
It's, you know what it is? It's boring. There's a Groundhog Day effect with this that, because it never changes.
It's just hot.
And, I'm Eddie Rabbit. I love a rainy night.
Same here.
You know?
Okay, are we talking about Groundhog Day, like the movie?
Yeah, because
I've never seen the movie.
Not the holiday that's in February.
That's what I was trying to connect the dots between, like, a summer and, like, the holiday.
Have you never seen Groundhog Day?
No, I never have.
What?
It's a very repetitive movie.
I've never seen it, but I was trying to make the connection between, like, all the hot weather and, like, it's a Groundhog Day effect.
Well, what that means is...
She's like, wait a minute, it's not cold in February.
I was like, did he see his shadow? I don't remember.
Bill Murray goes to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Don't ruin it for her, Greg. She might watch it.
Nobody.
I mean, is it on Netflix?
It comes on TBS like every January, February.
Yeah, the redundant movie channels that show basically the same 12 movies. And
not
just
the Smithsonian Channel, Greg.
No.
It would never.
In fact, I want to know what Smithsonian's got going on my birthday today.
Ooh.
I might really be inclined to party tonight.
I hear they're going outside the U.S. Ooh. They have a special on Cuba.
Stop.
I'm kidding. I have no idea.
You can't mess with Greg's feelings when it comes to the Smithsonian Channel.
Ariel, Alaska, Ariel.
I got to ask my buddy Chad a favor. Chad, can you give me 2 minutes?
I can.
Are you going to bill me for it?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
I've got good news about bad news earlier in the week, and I want to invite our legal eagle... and local heartthrob, yes. Chad, in on this story. Chad, remember a few days ago the story about the kid that wanted beer money at the football game and he ended up
losing like
$1 million and
Budweiser. Right. Somebody found his Facebook post when he was 16.
Yeah, and of course the Budweiser disassociated. They donated the money, but they wanted nothing to do with him. Well, the outrage, the blowback from that to the Des Moines Register was so intense, they fired the reporter who dug up those tweets.
Yeah. I know.
That is instant justice.
Call Millennials me. All over the world are cheering because everybody who is under age 30 has probably put something stupid on their Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know? That's.
What do you mean under 30?
Everybody has said that.
Well, I know you ladies are 29, right?
I'm actually really close, so...
I know one of you is close to that, right?
I'll tell you what, you know what?
It's been a minute.
They're using the right dish detergent because their hands are soft and young-looking.
Oh.
There you have it. I'm researching something that they're familiar with this afternoon, and that's spousal privilege. Y'all have had that come up a few times, hadn't you?
Yes. Every now and then, but most of our spouses are against each other, so they're willing to...
I know, so you get a waiver.
Have you talked to my husband?
Yes, that's right, exactly right.
Most of our spouses have no problem talking to
him. I got him under oath. Hey, I looked at the long-range forecast. I am happy to say that we have rain forecast for October the 7th. Only 2 weeks away.
October 7th?
October 7th!
Woo!
Wow, that's like
can you imagine?
That's a week from Sunday.
But it is showing that when that rain comes, the temperatures are going to be in the low 80s and that the evening temperatures are going to be in the 50s. Now, that would be something. But October 7th is a long... We're going to have a hot fair, but it's going to be a good fair. You know, the fair's coming up next Friday. I'm in Kiwanis, so I'm going to pump it a little bit. It's a great time.
And we're part of the fair, too.
You will have a great time there, no doubt about
it. We're going to take the baby out there.
Absolutely.
He'll be tall enough this year.
You got to give that baby some funnel cakes.
Last year we went out there and did like a photo shoot at the fair, and it was really cute, but we gave him an ice cream so we could get some really cute pictures of him eating the ice cream. He dropped it on the ground, and my husband was devastated.
Well, you should have helped him. You should have taken him over to the racing pigs. He would have felt a lot better.
Oh, yes. But we spent quite some money at the food.
Okay, your husband is devastated.
Greg, you taking any requests this afternoon?
Absolutely.
Because he wanted it.
I would like to hear Elvis Anonymous.
You know what? And you just reminded me, one of my listeners asked for that file, and I have yet to do that. Now I feel like a schmo.
Schmo. I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Yeah, that's an old school.
Schmo.
So, Elvis Anonymous. I've got it, and it'll
Everybody
play.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Chad. Yeah. It'll play at the end of the next break. Yeah, the schmo. Schmo, Larry, and Curly. That's where I learned the word. Here's our buddy from South Africa, Richard Taylor.
Richard.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Firstly, happy birthday.
Thank you. It has been the happiest of birthdays. I don't know how it could have been better any possible way.
Great. Who was it that hasn't seen Groundhog Day?
That's me. Dana.
All right. Well, here's a current reference that you might have watched, and it was with Tom Cruise, and it was called Edge of Tomorrow. And it's basically where he died day after day, and he had to come back again.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Right. So there's a reference for you. But they say that that's one of those movies... But if you liked him, you got to see him every day. If you don't like him, you got to see him die every day.
I don't go see Tom Cruise movies because I insist the lead actor in any film I watch be taller than my grandmother, who was 4'10".
Okay, well, have a good weekend.
Thank you, my friend.
Too.
Doesn't that add a touch of class to the show to have him call? It really does.
It's great, man. But...
It's culture.
And he's such a nice guy.
A class in culture, though, today with his call, you two here, Rosie and Seth Spotlow stopping by.
Thank you, man.
With his pipes.
Oh,
man, what a day.
I'm going to bring Groundhog Day up here.
I want to go back briefly to that story because I just saw Fox is at least running with it. That incident is about a lot more than a guy who made a sign at a football game on ESPN and all this money came in and then he donated all of it. He wasn't doing anything selfish at all.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a phenomenon. The fact that the newspaper chose to go back and look at his Twitter history and then condemn him for stuff he did when he was 16 years old, the fact that the blowback at the Des Moines Register, which is one of the few significant newspapers left in this country, was so intense that they fired the reporter who had the idea to go back and look at his Twitter history, that tells you something about the tone in this country and where people are at when it comes to frustration with this goose-stepping to political correctness. This is going to backfire.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to become a mushroom cloud. If the Democrats keep acting like infants, I hope they enjoy infancy as much as adults enjoy adultery because they are going to get their butts kicked in 2020. I'm becoming more convinced of that by the day. So, and I offer that to those of you saying, what's going on in this world, man? It's crazy. It's insane. Well, there you go. There's an example that good people are willing to stand up and protest when somebody's been abused by these PC jackass asses.
It's about time.
Taken long enough. Really has.
That would have been a different word if Rosie wasn't here. See? Robbie.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Couldn't be better. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I just wanted to call and wish you a very happy birthday. and tell you how much we appreciate everything you do every day, man. Hope you have a good one. Many more to come.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And yeah, and the other guy we want to wish that to is the owner of our company, Blue Water CEO Rick Peters, one day older than me, who celebrated his birthday yesterday, that he has many more because he is local radio in Montgomery. And
absolutely.
We want to keep this going as long as we possibly can. We're going to, well, how does he put it to me? He says, we're going to ride this horse until the end. So I do hope we have more years. Thank you for the good words, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you.
I will do everything I can to continue to earn them. It is 4:37. Another change. I'm going to miss being able to play this.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Balake is going to pursue a business opportunity in Georgia. Something that he's really interested in. And so this is the second time. We have bade farewell to him, and we wish him all the best. He's a really interesting guy. We have spent many hours by the Thinking Stoop over the course of the last several years. And the good news that comes out of this change is that Wendell J. Skipper is going to be doing our traffic, so it will continue to be concise and entertaining and have a real personality in it. Speaking of that, he's rehearsing this afternoon.
All right, a few people are starting to make their way out of downtown this afternoon. Nothing is really causing any major headaches yet. Madison to Atlanta Highway looks good. The interstates and the boulevard looking good. Please drive carefully this afternoon. Wouldn't it be great to have an accident-free Friday? Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October the 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th at Trenum State, the College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I am Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Well, I know you must feel the same way after all these years you've been able to take notes.
Sometimes, when you have a problem, it helps to talk with others who have the same problem.
Okay, Elvis, you got something to share with the group now?
Yes, I do, Elvis. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Hold on, Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Shouldn't we order some double cheese pizzas first?
We'll get some peanut butter nano sandwiches, too.
That's a good idea, Elvis.
Well, thank you, Elvis.
You're listening to an encounter session at your local El-Anon Center. El-Anon, where chronic Elvis impersonators go for help.
Now, once again, what was that you saying, Elvina?
Well, sir, I think it's time the people stop discriminating against us female impersonators of Elvis. Uh-huh. You know, I got sideburns, too. Thank you very much.
Learn to recognize the early warning signs. Twitching lips.
I can't control my face.
Swinging hips.
I'm all shook up.
Incredible weight gain.
More Twinkies, please.
At Elvis Anonymous, we understand that impersonating Elvis is not a career. It's a disease.
Love me tender. Love me sweet. Give us something to eat.
So please, send what you can to L Anon, Memphis, Tennessee. And thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, no. It's happened to me.
Did you guys believe that my mother believed that from a profile, especially when I had really big hair with a lot of body, that my profile resembled Elvis?
I could believe that.
BS detector did not go off either.
I could believe that.
We've got a bunch of calls. We got to be very quick because we're way behind, and I don't want to get yelled at. So, Papa John, what's up, buddy?
Happy birthday, Greg. I was wondering if Max Thespian had called and wished sung your happy birthday operatic style. If not, I haven't been listening. I haven't been able to hear it. But I got one little quick question.
He's on the line next to you, actually.
And he did call this
morning. What now?
Master Thespian is on the telephone line right next to yours.
Oh, is he? Okay. Well, I'm precluding what he's going to do, and I hope he does. One question: our family has really gotten into a rut of having birthdays approach, and you don't get the card into the mail until it's too late to get there on time. Does anybody else do that?
I all the cards I got through the mail this year were from my bank, my State Farm agent, and things like that. You know, email things.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for reminding me. I've got to play the card that my friend Kathleen sent because that was a hit this morning.
All right. happy birthday to the buttery one, and my youngest daughter's birthday is tomorrow, too. So she's going 1 year past the one that they all read.
So, well, thanks, all right, buddy. Happy birthday.
Y'all have a good one.
To your girl, too. Here's Master Thespian.
Well, hello. I wasn't planning on singing to you since I sang this morning.
No, we had that. We had all the singing, and it was great, and thank you.
Yeah, I must confess, though, I have been an Elvis impersonator in a previous existence.
Have you had to get treatment for it?
I got paid for it. Yeah, but no, I didn't. I did have to squeeze into the Billy tight jumpsuit, but whew. I want to request rub some bacon on it with a side of some Jim Gaskin bacon bits. How about that?
All right, we'll do the bacon sandwich. I may not be able to do it all in one cluster, but I'll jam it all in eventually.
That's okay. But, hey, happy birthday, dude.
Thanks.
37's a great year, man.
Yeah, it sure is. Uh-huh. So,
take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Actually, that photo on my page. Never mind. Barbara.
Good afternoon. I wanted to call and wish you a happy and blessed birthday.
Thank you.
I do miss Joey on your show, but he is doing a fabulous job in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. I want to tell you, I love the three ladies and a men idea. Those girls are great, and I love Jaqueline. Am I saying it right? I love that bit.
That was close. Well
that
done.
Was close. I know it's Jacqueline, but anyway, Jacqueline, Dana, and Rosie.
Well, thank you.
I'm an avid listener. I don't know if you remember, Greg, but I listen all day. I love your L.A. stories.
Thank you.
And isn't FaceTime the most fabulous thing in the world?
It was this morning.
Well, if you don't have it on a regular basis, you need to get it. I have a great-grandson that's been in Japan for over a year. He's 17 months old, and I talk to him every night from my iPad. It is so wonderful. We're so blessed to live in the times that we live in. And you are a blessing, and you're just phenomenal, the thing that you remember. And I just love the show. I listen to the station all day long. So happy, happy birthday.
Thank you, Barbara. I have a lame-ass FaceTime story for you real quick. I was in Florida. The gang was on the air back here, and my cell phone rang. And I grabbed it and answered it without realizing they were FaceTiming me. And it was Susan Woody that called. And so I quickly turned it off because I didn't want to turn FaceTime into hang time. You know, it was just, I came darn close. Mm. And who knows who was looking at the phone when she dialed it.
Yeah.
So fast. It's amazing how fast your hands can move when you're about to be naked.
Yeah.
East.
Hey, very quickly, I want to congratulate you for another year of life and for having Rosie on board. I envy you to be able to work with her. I did at one time, and it's just a thrill, and it's great.
It is. It is. Listen, this is wonderful.
I've got a suggestion, though. I want you to pull a drop. Gilligan yelling for Skipper. I think that'd be a great way to introduce traffic.
So yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll
like
see
that.
If I can find it and send it to you. But that's going to do Skipper, Skipper. So that's going to do it, man. Listen, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you.
Thanks, East. That's a great idea. It's 4:45. Fox Business coming up along with Rich's 4K.
It's time for the annual Cafco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cafco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery Fire Rescue investigators charged a juvenile female in connection with a fire at Carver High School. It happened September 25th in the second floor girls' bathroom. During the investigation, security camera footage showed four females possibly involved in intentionally setting that fire. One later confessed. She's charged with arson first degree. And earlier today, 650 Air Force cadets graduated from Air University's Officer Training School. That's the largest class since 1967. For 8 weeks, cadets trained to become leaders in Maxwell Air Force Base's Air University. Plus, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, Alabama News Network's fifth annual Tickled Pink event is happening tomorrow. It's a day to not only learn and support people impacted by breast cancer, but also full of fun. Come on out to the multiplex at Crampton Bowl from 9 a.m. until 3. We can't wait to see you there. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you, but unfortunately, the drought continues to get worse, and the record high temperatures will continue for the next several days. In fact, well into next week, I think. Our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 72. Then for tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, look for high temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. Rain chances averaging about 10%, not quite zero. And then the month of October starts on Tuesday on a hot and dry note. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're tired of boring old Alexa, then you'll love the new Samuel Alexa.
Hey, Alexa.
What the f*** you call me?
Oh, sorry. Samuel Alexa?
And you will know my name is Samuel Alexa when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Okay. What's the weather today?
Do I look like a mother weatherman to you? Stick your head out the window, lazy mother.
Hey, Alexa always told me the weather.
Oh, you assume. Everyone knows when you make an assumption, you make an ass out of you and umption.
What?
English, mother. Do you speak it?
Obviously, I've been speaking English this whole time.
Enough is enough. I've had it with these mother idiots in this mother apartment. Get out.
What? But this is my apartment.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, mother. Say what one more time.
Samuel Alexa. Software update coming soon.
Who's in your smart speaker? United for your
comfort. I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time, it may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year. And a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Fading hopes about trade and lackluster economic data weighing on stocks, with the major averages closing in the red for the day and the week, with the Dow falling 71 points, the NASDAQ down 91, S&P 500 down 16. And Americans cutting back on their spending in August, even as their incomes rose. Consumer spending rising 0.1% last month, according to the Commerce Department, marking the smallest gain in 6 months. Consumer spending accounts for more than 2/3 of U.S. economic activity, and personal income increased 0.4%. With most of it ending up in savings. And a clothing rental service is having a wardrobe malfunction. Rent the Runway is not accepting any new subscribers or new event rentals, at least until October the 15th. The clothing platform has run into a series of inventory and supply chain issues of late, resulting in tons of canceled orders and customer complaints. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hey, there's a new type of account takeover attack called lateral phishing.
It's a serious threat. Cyber criminals hijack your email account and use it to launch phishing attacks on your internal and external contacts.
What if they attack us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Completely. With the industry's best layered defense against attacks, including account takeover and phishing.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon?
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it.
Foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub some bacon on it. Bacon on it.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Five Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM. It's been an all-day party.
Oh, wait.
Our horn section is being led by Jacqueline Tomlinson and Dana Delta.
I'm no Izzy, but...
Izzy, she...
She plays the flute. And the piccolo.
And she's going to bring it the next time she's here. I got a card today that I was able to play on the air. Let's hope it works the second time. I want you to see this because it's really cool. From my friend Kathleen. That's the lady that I stay with when I go down to Florida to visit Goose. Talk about somebody getting heartbroken. Her story is just she ended up buying a home down the street from the one I lost eventually. Yeah, I'm not going to tell that. She isn't. But she's an incredibly creative and thoughtful person. And we've been friends 40 years, as long as I've known Rick. We work together in Miami. And this is the card I got today. It's Kevin Nealon.
Oh, it's so awesome. Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Kevin Nealon. Our top story tonight. It appears that happy birthday wishes are in order. We are monitoring things closely as details continue to come in, but it seems... Yes, I have confirmation. We're talking about you, Greg. Happy birthday! Good diet and exercise has really paid off. Seems to me a little nip-tuck would have been easier. Our team has discovered some footage of your strenuous workout routine.
It's an otter doing sit-ups.
Oh, that's cute.
That's precious.
Way to work that core. Now for some deeper analysis, let's go live via satellite to our special guest commentator, Other Kevin. Other Kevin, what are your thoughts on all this?
Speechless, Kevin. Wow. Just wow.
The guy in the blue shirt's my favorite.
Insightful, as always. Thank you. Well, I'm now being told that we are out of time and that I should pull this lever. I'm Kevin Nealon. Thanks for watching.
I think I'm going to take the audio off the end of that and use it as a rejoin.
Oh, that is so... Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's wearing balloon pants.
That is great.
That's...
Everybody needs balloon pants on their birthday.
Absolutely incredible stuff. Okay, we have Sam on the line. Sam, good morning.
Good afternoon. Greg, it sounds like you've been having a good time all day.
I am spent. I am done.
Hey, man, but the birdhouse this morning, man, that sounded very thoughtful and very nice.
The birdhouse was amazing. Yes. Emily's husband, Eric, made a... Because I mentioned one day, I'd like a birdhouse for the backyard because I love the fat birdies.
And well, you'd mentioned to me before about the hummingbird. You know, we're still... I picked up on that you like birds. Yeah.
The hummingbirds... I'm not a bird handler, but we have hummingbird feeders that are very busy. And they're fascinating to sit there and watch. And then the dogs, the boys, like to shoo them off the property. So it gets them exercise.
Sure.
They're never going to hurt them, but you got to put something on there to get the birds to come by and visit.
And plus, hummingbirds are just fun to watch because they're so aggressive to each other and they feed like crazy. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they are. They're very messy. So, Sam, I am out of time. Sorry, man.
Greg, listen, man. Yeah. Thank you very much for everything you do.
I appreciate it. We got to hit the traffic dungeon, Fox News, and then we're back.
All right, so much for an accident-free Friday.